What up, y'all? It's your girl, Ortandia, and you are tuning in to another episode of House of Ortandia. So let's get into it. First of all, I just want to thank y'all for getting out there and voting on this past Tuesday on November the 6th. Thank you for making your voice heard. Thank you for taking people to the polls. Thank you for registering people to vote for whatever part you played on November the 6th. Thank you so much. And also, too, I want to offer my condolences to the people that lost their lives in a mass shooting in Thousand Oaks, California this past Wednesday. An armed shooter went into a country western bar and opened fire on a group of people. So, man, I just want to, again, offer my condolences to the people, their friends, family, co-workers, anyone that knew them. I want to offer my condolences. And we're gonna go into, I do plan on uplifting you a little bit, making you laugh a little bit. It's not like a somber podcast, but I definitely wanted to, again, like I said, offer my condolences. So if this is for my Generation Xers, so if you're not Generation X and over, you're probably like, I don't know what she's talking about. But bruh, when I tell you the NBA and college basketball was legit fire in the 90s, all this LeBron James and, you know, Kyrie Irving, okay, they all right. I mean, you know, they call him the king. Okay, I give you that. I got quotation marks in my, you can't see him, but he not no king over here. But anyway, we're going to go all the way back. Let me tell you. Let me start with the college hoopers and we'll take it to the NBA hoopers. Do y'all remember the Fab Five? That's it. That's all I got to say. Fab Five. Them boys was fire. I'm talking about Jalen Rose, Chris Webb, what's my man? Ray Jackson. What's my man name, yo? I forgot their names. Wait, let me see, Jalen, Chris, Ray, Jimmy King, and what's my man that missed the shot? I can't think of his name. I gotta get it for you. They were my absolute second favorite. Jawan Howard, that's my man's name. So it was Jawan, Jalen, Ray, Jimmy, and Chris. When I tell you them boys changed basketball, they changed the game. They came out there in their baggy shorts. Shout out to Ray Jackson. Because when I tell you I used to really like some Ray Jackson and some Jimmy King. Lord. You know, the flesh, man. The flesh. I was in high school. And I used to be like, man. But anywho. Will it in. But these boys came out the gate, 18 years old, came out, you know what I'm saying, 91. University of Michigan, for you guys that don't know, Wolverines. So came out the gate, baggy shorts, black socks, black sneakers. I'm talking about utterly disrespectful. But I loved it. Like they, you know, the whole tongues hanging out the mouth, ball heads, the whole way that the college hoopers had been, like the Notre Dames, the Indiana Hoosiers, the Dukes, how those guys played, you know, so conformed and you know, so prestigious and so fundamental and all of that foo-foo stuff. These boys all, you know, from the hood, if you will, Chris and Jalen from Detroit, Jawan from Chicago. I think Jimmy and Ray were both from like Texas and Dallas. Did I just say Texas and Dallas? I meant to say Texas and Houston. I think that's where they were from. They were both from Dallas. But these dudes, you know, decided to commit to MU. I mean, U of M. Wrecked shop. They didn't win any chips, you know, which was disappointing because Chris Webb, big ball head self, called a timeout. Well, they ain't had no timeouts, so I wanted to sock him. But, man, They just, but before them, it was my favorite, the UNLV Running Rebels. So they kind of got their flavor from the Running Rebels. And they'll tell you, if you ever listen to a old Jalen interview, or if you know Ray Jackson, they'll tell you that they didn't like that UNLV lost to Duke. So when they came to U of M, they was like, no, we're going after them. We're going to represent for the UNLV guys. Because UNLV guys were straight goons. I loved it. Ooh, child, let me pull up. Let me tell you. Larry Johnson, honey, from the Running Rebels. Let me see. He the only name I remember. That's a shame. But let me see now. Let me go all the way back. Look, their coach, Jerry Tarkanian, he used to suck on a towel on the bench. They used to have him a towel folded up, and he was like a little bit moist. And he would just, when he would get stressed out, he would put that towel in his mouth and be biting on it. Yo, he was so, man, I'm telling you, go back and look at some of the old YouTube videos of some of their games, some of the Running Rebels games. I'm about to tell you the teammates of that time, that 1991 team. Who was it? Stacy Augman. Ooh, they used to call him Plastic Man. So it was Stacy Augman. Who else was on the team? Gregory Anthony. Anderson Hunt, who missed the wide open shot. Greg Anthony, George Ackles. Some of these other guys from the they were like bench riders. So I don't really remember them like that. But most of them, aside from Gregory Anthony, and I don't know about George Ackles. I don't think he got into the league either. But Larry Johnson, LJ, he used to go by the name of Grandmama. He had these, I think his sneakers were by either Reebok. I think it was by Reebok, but they used to have, like, they used to light up on the bottom or something whack like that. I mean, but back then, it was fire. And he was dressing up as a woman, which I, you know, back then, we thought it was funny. It's not funny. He was cross-dressing, and I ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold up. This big husky dude out of Dallas, Texas, acting like that. But, you know, it was all, you know, in his commercials. He would put on this wig and these dresses, and he would be dunking and all this stuff. So, aside from that, LJ, what was you thinking, bruh? But Stacy Augman, he went into the league. He played for the Hawks a long time. LJ was, he played for a couple of teams. He played for New York. He played for the Hornets. I want to say he played for the Heat for a little bit, but I can't remember. Anderson Hunt, he didn't get drafted. Greg Anthony, he came in the league. George Ackles, can't remember if he got drafted or not, but man, they was killing us by 30 points or more. I'm talking about one season they went undefeated, got they bucked to the championship. It was a wrap. I think Duke beat them, somebody beat them, but they was Alabama before Alabama. Well, no, not really, because Alabama always been fire, even back in his, you know, 70s and 80s. So I won't say that, but yeah, man. So it was UNLV Running Rebels, 89-91. Then it was my boys, the Fab Five, 91-93. I think most of them went to the league in 93. And then some of the other honorable mention college hooper teams was the Arkansas, the Razorbacks. They used to be killing. I'm talking about Todd Day. I'm talking about Todd Day and them, his squad. Who else? I like Boston College. I did like Boston College. I did like Florida. Was it Florida? Who did Charlie Ward play for? He played football and basketball. So I was a big Charlie Ward fan too. Let me check him out real quick. See what he was up to. I think he either played for Boston College or University of Florida. One of them. Let me see. And he was a Heisman. Charlie Ward was a Heisman Trophy winner and did not get drafted by the NFL because he was a quarterback. What kind of foolishness was that? Bruh. Bruh. That pissed me off so much. I'm still mad about that. But okay, I digress. Who played for? Florida State. Played for Florida State U. He was the quarterback of the team, and he was the point guard. And he was firing, but he was like Bo Jackson. He was firing both. You know what I'm saying? And so, but he, like I said, he did go into the NBA. He played for the Knicks for a long time, and he was good. So, yeah, man. But I did like some of the honorable mentions, like I said, is like in terms of basketball, Arkansas, Boston College. I liked, I never liked the UCLA, the USC basketball team, Dukes, North Carolina. I hate Christian Laettner. No, don't bring none of them cornballs over this way. I ain't never liked them. but yeah, those are about my favorite college teams in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s. But then women, when I tell you about women hoopers in the 90s, was my favorite college teams. Dawn Staley, 80s and 90s, Dawn Staley, Teaspoon, Teresa Weatherspoon. What's my girl? Had the first sneaker. Went to Texas Tech. Cheryl Swoop. Man, they was my favorite women's college basketball team was University of Virginia, because that's where Dawn Staley was. Texas Tech, Louisiana Tech. I did not like Tennessee or Boston College, UMass, or what's the other school always winning? I think that's them. UMass, Tennessee. Shout out to their coach. Their long coach. She passed away a few years ago. I can't think of her name. But I did not like their Tennessee Volunteers. I did not like them, y'all. Oh, they was always winning. They got on my nerves. But who else? What are my other favorite female college teams? I think that was pretty much it. And then when they started the WNBA, I was hype. Because, you know, most of my favorite female players graduated, they went overseas to play, and I never really saw them again. But when they started the WNBA, but it was something else before the WNBA. It was like another league. Let me see real quick. My Google thing was working today, y'all. WNBA. Before the WNBA. WNBA. What was it? It was something else. It was American Basketball League. Was that it? Yep. And but they didn't last long. Yeah, but I was hyped. It was two. They both came in around the same time. But the ABL didn't last long. Was it the ABL? Or am I tripping? Let me see. It sound right, but yeah, so they came out before the WNBA. Got you. So the ABL, the American Basketball League, they jumped off in the fall of 96. And the WNBA, the Women's National Basketball Association, they jumped off in June of 1997. Oh, another women's basketball team that I can't stand then or now is the University of Connecticut. Who them girls? I want to just choke them all out. Because they always winning, man. Man, they always winning. And, you know, rabbit trail here. And not really, but kind of. But in the 90s, women's basketball was so popular. Because you had, like I said, UConn. You had the Tennessee Volunteers. You had University of Virginia. You had Texas Tech, Lady Tech, all that. You had all those schools consistently battling all these good rivalries. And so that's how the ABL was birthed. Because people were like, I want to see more of these women. Fast forward to today, the WNBA popularity, it was spawned out of the NBA. The WNBA popularity has really fallen short, like really fallen. And these women are phenomenal hoopers. I'm talking about some of these women can go in the G League and really wreak havoc on some of these bums that they out here in the G League over here. Some of these dudes that I call bums that's in the G League. But the WNBA don't have the popularity, like the women's basketball don't have the popularity and the viewership and the followers that they should have. I think their marketing sucks. I think they need to just completely revamp it, man. These women, like I said, you got all of these, I'm talking about coming out of the top schools, A tier, top tier women players, and then they come into the WNBA league and they come into their stadium and it's like, excuse me, their stadium may, you know, seat like what, 5,000 people, and it's 300 people in the stands. Like, that's crazy to me. They gotta do better in their marketing. They need I would love to work for the WNBA. Let me just put that out there right now. Call me, commissioner of the WNBA. Call your girl Ortandia, www.ortandia.com. I'm not gonna put my phone number on here, but go on there and you can link with me. Let's link up. Let me tell you something. I still love women's basketball. And I think it could be as popular. I mean, it's not going to be, because they don't have the revenue of the NBA. But they can certainly, you know, be up there in numbers. You don't need certainly more than 200 people in the stands of a 5,000 seat auditorium. We can get 2,500 people in the stands. 3 grand, 3,000 in the stands, 3,500 at least. You just got to get, because it's, especially in this climate that we're in, with the whole push for women and, you know, women speaking up, women using their voice, women being entrepreneurs, women, you know, being political leaders. In this climate, it's the perfect time for the WNBA to make a huge splash, to call in all of these influencers, everybody from Michelle Obama to Oprah Winfrey to some of the candidates female candidates that's just won, to Beyonce, to all of these high power influential women, getting them all involved. Bruh, going to these high schools and talking to some of these high school women's basketball teams and getting the high schools involved and linking with the colleges and getting the colleges involved, just, it would be crazy. Call me, WNBA. Call me. I want to work for y'all. We can't let this thing die. And then it's a big talk about how they're underpaid. They are. When I tell you, the highest paid WNBA player may make $100,000 to $200,000 a year. To your bum on the NBA squad who don't ever get in the game, this dude make $1 million a year. You see what I'm saying? Like I said, you can compare, but you can't really compare. Because, like I said, the WNBA is a big money cow, so it's a lot of money going to that. But, like I said, the WNBA was birthed out of that. So they can put some marketing dollars into the WNBA. So, okay, get off that rabbit trail. Come on back. Okay. And so, yeah. So let's get to the NBA in the 90s. So everybody, I was a Pippen fan. I was not a Michael Jordan fan. I love myself some Scottie Pippen. I love myself some, what's my man name? With the BJ Armstrong with the baby face. You know them Bulls that was killing people. John Paxson, Bill Cartwright, Horace Grant, Craig Hodges. All of them guys was killing. That's my favorite team, hands down. Everybody intact, all of them playing. You know what I'm saying? But again, my favorite player on that team was Scottie Pippen. And then, of course, West Coast was the Lakers. I'm talking about not the Kobe Bryant, Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal Lakers. Bye. I'm talking about the real Lakers. I'm talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I'm talking about A.C. Green, Magic Johnson. I'm talking about, what's my man named? Byron Scott. I'm talking about Mike Cooper. I'm talking about, what's my man? What's Klay Thompson's father? His dad. I can't think of his name. Michael Thompson. The real Lakers. They were fire. When I tell you, yo, Magic Johnson, whoo, child. Them Lakers was beast. Lakers, my favorite team were the Lakers. Then the Bears. The Bulls. I did like the Hawks because Stacey Augmon was playing for them. But before Stacey Augmon came on the team, I was a Dominique Wilkins fan. So he was a Hawk player. Who else? What were some of my Charlotte Hornets? I love the Hornets because like LJ was playing. Alonzo Mourning was on the team. It was another young man. I can't think of his name. But he was dope. So the Hornets, I was a big Hornets fan. bruh, I didn't like the Knicks at this time, at that time, because they used to always like bully the Bulls. But looking back, I'm like, yo, they were some goons, and I loved it. I'm talking about the Knicks, Patrick Ewing, Xavier McDaniel, X-Man, they called him X-Man. What's my man that beat up a security guard here recently? John Starks, not John Starks though, but John Starks. Who else was on the team? I can't think of him. I wasn't a Kiki Vandeweghe fan. He was kind of whack to me. He did. I think he played for the Knicks during that time. But let me see. Let me go back to when Patrick Ewing was on the team. I'm gonna Google that. I'm telling you, my Google finger is on fire today. So who was on the team? Charles Oakley, that's his name. Mark Jackson. Shout out to Mark Jackson. He's my brother in Christ. Boom, boom. Greg Anthony played for them. Charlie Ward, like I said before. Hubert Davis. He came from North Carolina. I wasn't a North Carolina fan, but shout out to him. And then Herb Williams. I don't remember him. But when I tell you, they was everybody on, and they left out Xavier McDaniel. X-Men. I think he passed away. So, you know, shout out to him. His family, rather. Shout out to his family and, you know, my condolences. But when I tell you they were straight bullies. Wait. Hold up. Maybe, I don't think it was, let me see. I think it was Anthony Mason that passed away. Let me make sure I'm saying the right person. Anthony Mason. So, yo. Let me see. Yeah, it was Anthony Mason, not Xavier McDaniel. I'm sorry. So Anthony Mason passed away in 2015. But he was a goon. He was a straight up goon. They used to, if you thought you was gonna drive in the paint, that's why I know like LeBron James, he couldn't play back then. LeBron, all these little sweet players, all that little trick that Kyrie Irving be doing, they was somebody would have punched him dead in his head. Like I'm not condoning violence, but I'm just saying this was the mentality back in the 90s. Bruh, this New York Knicks team that I just said, Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason, Xavier McDaniel, John Starks, Mark Jackson, Greg Anthony, Charlie Ward, bruh. And there's some other players too on that team, bruh, that was coming off the bench. Bruh, if you thought you was driving in the hole to dunk on somebody, you would be slammed to the floor so hard, you'd be asking for your mama. Like, you'd be elbowed. They was punching mugs in the face. Like, people was not, they were just not playing about that sweet stuff. You're not going to embarrass them? Not at, no. So, but they used to do, they used to do the Bulls so dirty. But they never won against the Bulls. Let me just say that. The Bulls used to beat their butt. But they used to be beating up on Michael Jordan, man. They used to be beating up on my guy, man. But, and what was crazy, Michael Jordan and Charles Oakley was like best friends. But when they got on that court, it didn't even matter. Yo. And so, yeah, that was the squad. Now, I did not like I didn't like these guys back then. But like I said, looking back, I like what they stood for. Like, you're not going to come in here and be embarrassing. You're not going to come in here and embarrass us. You're not going to come in here and be disrespectful. We're going to show you what we do with disrespectful people. And then, like, the Bad Boys of Detroit Pistons, I couldn't stand them, man, bro. Oh, Vinnie Johnson, you know, Isaiah Thomas. What's the other dude? Bill Cart, well, not Bill Cart, right? What was the white dude? Bill Laimbeer. He Christian Laettner to me. They like the same person. I can't stand either one of them dudes. The Bad Boys of Detroit, they was the same way. They were the precursor to the goons of the Knicks. But they was same thing. You try to drive in a hole, you're gonna get slammed to the floor. Some elbows, the punches gonna be thrown. Man, it was just crazy. I wasn't like a big Miami Heat fan. My favorite, like I said, my favorite team was the Lakers and the Bulls. I didn't like when they played each other because I had to choose. Houston Rockets was fire back then. They had big Hakeem Olajuwon. Portland Trail Blazers, they always trailed. they sucked. They sucked. I did like Clyde Drexler a little bit, but they sucked, man. Utah Jazz, the mailman, you know, he was dope. I did like him. What's my man? Who did Chris Mullin play for? Was it Golden State Warriors back then? I did like him. I did like the Phoenix Suns a little bit. What's my man? Jackson was his name. Jeff, was it? Let me see. Who did Jeff Hornacek play for? Let me see. Did he play for Utah or did he play for the Suns? Let me see. Let's see now. Who my man play for? I feel like he played for Utah Jazz or something like that. He did play for Utah for a long time. He played for Utah for a long time. But before that, he was with Phoenix. So he went from Phoenix to Toronto and then to Utah. He finished his career in Utah. But, no, I was thinking of the Phoenix Suns, like Dan Majerle and all them. Let me see. Dan Majerle. Basketball. Let's see who he played for. Suns. When I tell you that man was always tan. I mean, he did live in Phoenix, but that I used to look at him like, no, somebody in his family is black. That skin is too olive for me. I'm looking at that skin like, Let's see who. Yeah, he played was him. Who was their point guard? Black dude. Oh man, I think he's like a mayor now, Phoenix. I can't think of his name right now. Who else? Kevin Garnett and his point guard. I can't think of his name. Little dark skinned black dude, talk a lot of trash. Still talk a lot of trash about how he used to shut down Michael Jordan, get all in his head. Mind you, he has absolutely no rings. So, but he's still talking trash. But my man is KG. I still love Kevin Garnett. Los Lobos. That was my guy. I love him. I think he has a show on ESPN called Area 21. I don't know if the show's still going strong or not, but I still love that guy. I need him to stop wearing them tight pants, though. His pants look like a blood pressure monitor. Them joints be so tight. But, who else did I? What other team? Now, these are NBA teams, but these are some of the MLB teams that I used to like back in the 90s. I used to love the Atlanta Braves, man. I love the Braves and the Dodgers. And I never liked the Phillies. I felt like the Phillies was whack to me. And the Braves and the Dodgers, those are my squads. I just loved, who was the Dodgers? He passed away, though. White dude. I think he was the coach. In the 90s. Let me see now. Managers. It's going to take too long. Because I don't see it. If I see his name, I'm trying to go fast. Tommy Lasorda. That's him. Is that him? Yeah. I like Tommy Lasorda, man. He was the manager. But, yeah, I like him. He's from Norristown, Pennsylvania. Okay, shout out. Little local guy. Local cat. But, yeah. What else? Those are my honorable mentions. Some of my NFL teams that I liked back then. Let's see. I didn't really like that many NFL teams back then. I don't think I care for the NFL. Oh, I like the Cowboys. I did like the Cowboys back then. That was because everybody liked the Cowboys in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? In the 80s and 90s. So, that's, you know, I was a bandwagoner. I don't really have any hockey. I couldn't tell you. I mean, we used to wear the jerseys because it was fashion. You know what I'm saying? We wore the LA Kings jersey and all that stuff in terms of hockey. But anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you guys for the flashback Friday, baby. On the NBA from the 80s and the 90s and college hoopers, women and men and the honorable mention teams. So like I always tell y'all, I want to see you in heaven with me. Take this day to talk to God. Tell him what's really going on in your heart. He knows what's going on anyway. But more importantly, accept the gift that he gave you, which is Jesus Christ. And I'm out.